problems. They have different names, don't they? Some people call them problems. Some people call them issues. Some people call them cares or concerns or trials or tribulations. Some people call them anxieties or different things. And it doesn't really matter what you call them, because we all experience them at different times in our lives. And so they're different for each one. Like, for instance, if you're 65 years of age, your cares or concerns would be very different to somebody that's 18 years of age, because it's just a different mode of life, a different season of life. Some problems and cares and concerns and issues, yeah, we can deal with them. Yeah, we know what to do and we know how to do it. But there are some that just arrive and they stump us. They stop us in our tracks. And they wind us. Have you ever been winded? And you just kind of think, wow, that's just shocked me. I suppose as I was thinking about problems, cares, concerns, whatever you want to call them, there is one common thread. No matter who you are, no matter what age you are or where you're from, there is one common thread. Is that sometimes we encounter a problem that has an effect where we just arrive at a place where we say these words, I don't know what to do. Have you ever had a problem like that? A problem that has just come from nowhere, or maybe it's been an ongoing thing, but you have arrived at a place in your own life and you're at a place in your own faith with God where you utter these words to yourself, where you say, I simply and I honestly, I don't know what to do. Many people experience that, where they genuinely have a problem, a care, a concern, and their reaction to it, or their response to it, is those words. I don't know what to do. Have you ever had a problem like that? There have been times in my life, and I'm pretty sure there's been times in the lives of you guys that are here this morning, where you have said those words to yourself. You've probably said them to God, and they've been, in all honesty, I simply and I honestly, I don't know what to do. Yesterday, I was in Trinity Church in Dublin, and Tig Lynn were having a graduation for some of their guys and girls that have come through the program. And there are those who have been in addiction, whether it be drug addiction or alcohol addiction or gambling addiction, that have uttered those words to themselves. And there have been family members of those who have been in addiction who have uttered those words as well. I don't know what to do, because the problem or the issue is so overwhelming. And this week, I think it was this week, last week, recently, I was watching the TV and the Grenfell Towers, it was the anniversary, 1 year anniversary. And I began to think to myself, oh, that was tragic. And I began to think to myself, the survivors of that awful tragedy, I'm pretty confident that they uttered those words. I don't know what to do. If somebody asked them, well, what are you going to do now? I don't know what to do. There are people in homelessness, in emergency accommodation in this country. If you were to ask them, in terms of accommodation, what are you going to do? They would say, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because sometimes the problem, the issue, whatever it is so big, it's so overwhelming, it's so relevant, it's so in our lives, that this is the natural response. We don't know what to do. We don't have the solution. We don't have the answer. We don't know which way to go. And so it may be the case that you came here this morning and you are in that place. You are a person who is saying those words to yourself. You may say them to your family. You may even say them to God. I don't know what to do. And when we are in that place, there's really two things that you want when you don't know what to do. The first thing is you want to know what to do, don't you? Because if you knew what to do was, that would make life better. If you don't know what to do and somebody came over to you and says, here, this is what you need to do, you say, oh yes, thank you very much, and you'd be on your way and you think life is good. But for the believer, it's not only knowing what to do. Often we want to know what God is saying to us during that season, during that trial, and does what we need to do align itself with his will and his purpose and with his word. And I suppose that if somebody found themselves in a situation with a problem that was so overwhelming, and these were the words that were on their hearts, I don't know what to do, what would God say? What would God offer that person? Well, this morning I want to explore that, because I think that God has an offer for a person who finds themselves in such a situation where they have a problem and they don't know what to do, but they want to hear what God is saying to them. They want to know what the Lord would say in response to their particular situation. And I think that God has an offer. Do you want to hear what God's offer is this morning? Number one, the Lord has an offer, and he will tell you what to do. He loves you so much that he doesn't want you going through life on the path of faith. We're walking and talking and in this mode of not knowing what to do. So he loves you so much that he's actually going to tell you what to do. If he offered you that, would you take it? You probably would. But don't accept the offer too quickly now, because there's more. Because God loves you so much that he's got more to offer you. We'll go on to the next one. Okay, he loves you so much that he's going to tell you what to do, and actually he's going to tell you how to do it. Because if he told you what to do, your next question to him would be, well, how am I going to do that? And if he offered you that, would you take it? You probably would. You'd say, yeah, I'll have some of that, Lord. I'll take that on board. Thank you very much. But don't take it too soon, because there's more to his offer. He's got more for you. Number three, God is only not going to tell you what to do. He's going to tell you how to do it. And he's actually going to tell you what not to do. Now, that's a good offer. That is a good offer. Because if you know what you're not to do, that reinforces what you're going to do. And it actually brings clarity to where you're going and the way you're walking forward. And so you say, Lord, that's a good offer. I'm going to accept that offer. You're going to tell me what to do. You're going to tell me how to do it. You're going to tell me what not to do. This is a good offer. Would you take it? Would you accept it? Well, hold on there now, because God has more for you. Okay, he's going to tell you what to do. He's going to tell you how to do it. He's going to tell you what not to do. And he's also going to include the way to do it. You see, there is a way. If you had a problem and you said, I don't know what to do, God has an offer for you. See, God's not into gambling, but I was mindful of that game show during the week, Deal or No Deal. And God is placing before you an offer. And he wants to know, will you accept it? He's not the banker, okay? He's not into gambling or anything like that, but he does lay these things before you. And he'll say, do you want this? If that was an offer to you, would you take it? You probably would. That's a good offer. Okay, well, hold on there now, because he's got one more for you. Okay. He hasn't. Okay. Wait. Okay. Come back to me now, boy. He's going to tell you what to do. He's going to tell you how to do it. He's going to tell you what not to do and the way to do it. And he's also going to tell you what happens if you'll do it. Now, that's a good offer. The Lord loves you. And he loves you so much that he doesn't want you to remain in that place where you're saying, I don't know what to do. He's actually going to say to you, here, look, this is what I have for you. I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to tell you what not to do. I'm going to tell you the way to do it. And I'm going to tell you what will happen if you do it. Is that a good offer? God has an offer for you this morning. If he was to lay that on the table before you, would you accept it? You would. That's a good offer. Okay. Do you want to see what the offer is? Do Do you want to see what it's all about? This is it. It's a familiar verse. You've read it. You know it. You probably have it on a plaque in your bathroom somewhere. We all know this one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. Number one, you say, I don't know what to do. He's going to tell you what to do. The first one is trust in the Lord. You got to trust in the Lord. That's what you got to do. There are always other options. There are always other people. You could turn to your loved one. You could turn to your friends or your family. You could probably turn to your bank manager or your mechanic. But here, look, there's always other options. But there's got to be one option that supersedes all other options. And that is trusting in the Lord. You don't know what to do? This is what you've got to do. You got to trust in the Lord. You got to place your trust into His hands, trust in Him, and allow Him to receive what it is you give to Him and leave it with Him. If you give Him something and you say, Lord, I'm trusting in You, I give this to You, leave it with Him and go walking and allow your trust to just be trusting in the Lord. Trust in God. Now, if you said to yourself, I don't know if I can trust Him. How can I know if I can trust Him? Well, what I would say to you is ask others who have trusted in Him. And they will all tell you, you can trust in the Lord. Anybody that's following Him or anybody that knows Him will tell you that you can trust in the Lord. You can trust in the Lord. He can be trusted. Not only take the advice of those that know Him and that are following Him, but actually, God the Father trust Jesus. God the Father trusts Jesus so much that when He rose from the dead, God your Father entrusted all heaven and all earth into His hands. Do you remember that scripture called the Great Commission? In Matthew, at the end of Matthew's Gospel, he sends out the disciples. But before He sends out the disciples, He says these words, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. You see, all authority of heaven and of earth and everything under the earth is entrusted into the hands of Jesus. And so if God, your loving Heavenly Father, can trust Jesus, so can you. You can trust Him. He can be trusted. And so, number one, He's going to tell you what to do. That is, trust in the Lord. Number two, He's going to tell you how to do it. How do you trust in the Lord? You know the answer. It's with all your heart. You trust in the Lord with all of your heart. The emphasis is on all. All of your heart. Sometimes in the Bible, the word heart can mean different things in different places, depending on the context in which it's written. But often, the heart means, it means everything within you, not just this organ that pumps blood around your body. It's talking about your mind, your will, your emotions, your soul, your spirit, everything that is you, everything that's in the core of you. So when you trust in the Lord with all of your heart, you're trusting in Him with all of your mind, with all of your will, with all of your emotions, with all of your soul, with everything that is within you. You're saying to God, you're saying to the Lord, I trust You. No matter how I feel today, I trust You. No matter what other people say, I trust You. No matter what happens, what comes my way, I trust You because You can be trusted. And so the first one is, God will say, I'm going to tell you what to do. You trust in the Lord. Number two, how do you do it? With all your heart. Number three, I'm going to tell you what not to do. Lean not on your own understanding. That's what you're not to do. If I was to lean on this wall like that, if I was waiting for a bus, that wall is supporting me. When we lean, whatever we lean on supports us. And so if I was to lean on the shoulder of my loved one would be supporting me because whatever you lean on supports you. And what the Bible is saying is, in this particular verse, is don't lean on yourself. In fact, it goes even further than that. It says, don't lean on your own understanding, which means don't lean on your own thoughts of the situation. And so what the Lord is saying is, you've got to not lean and support yourself and your own understanding of this particular issue. Don't lean on yourself. No, lean on someone else. Lean on the Lord. When we lean on the Lord, we entrust ourselves into Him. John the Apostle, in his gospel, he leaned on the breast, on the chest of Jesus. And so when you lean into the Lord, you place your head, you place your body into the Lord Jesus. Lean on the Lord. But don't lean on yourself. Don't lean on your own thoughts or your own understanding of the particular situation. Because sometimes we don't know. We don't know everything. We don't have all the facts. We don't have all the solutions. And you know, it's actually a good thing not to know. Have you ever said, I don't know? And you're kind of happy with that. You're like, I know that I don't know. And I'm okay with the fact that I don't know. Because if you don't know, you can say, well, I know the one who does know. And so therefore, I'm going to lean into the Lord. When I was thinking about this word, I was often thinking about that song. Do you remember that song? Lean on me. When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong. Do you remember those words? Do you remember that song? When you're not strong, when you're in that place of weakness, when you're feeling that you don't have the strength to carry on, you gotta lean on the Lord. You gotta lean on one that sticks closer than a brother. You gotta lean on Him and allow Him to support you. Lean on Him like you'd lean on a wall. You just lean into the Lord and you say, Lord, I've got a problem that you'll understand. I'm leaning into you. Support me in this. I'm not going to lean on myself and my own capabilities and my own skills and my own talents and my own understanding. Because if I do that, it's all about me. I'm only supporting myself. But I need one who is stronger than me to support me through this issue and through this season. So you got to lean. Lean not on your own understanding. And so the Lord will tell you what to do. Trust in the Lord. He'll tell you how to do it with all your heart. He'll tell you what not to do, which is lean not on your own understanding. And He'll tell you the way to do it. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. There is one thing that I've seen on my own particular journey. And I've been walking with the Lord for 18 years now. And it is this thing got to do with God's will. And I've seen it. And actually, I've done it. Mistakenly, I've done it. Which is, you get so focused on what you want God's will to be, or in doing God's will. And God has a will. We know that He has a will for each one of our lives. A plan and a purpose for each one of our lives. And what I've seen is, people make decisions. And they say, it's God's will. It's God's will that I'm doing this. It's God's will. I'm convinced this is God's will. And they go off and do it. It could be God's will. I don't know. But I've seen this. They get entangled in their mind about it's God's will. They get focused. This is God's will. I want to do God's will. And so they go off and do whatever. But what I've noticed as well is God has a will, but He also has a way. And you can't do God's will without doing it God's way. God has a way. And so, as you go forward in your life and as you go forward in your faith, yes, we seek God's will and we say, Lord, show me the way forward. Show me your will for my life, that I may walk the path that you've called me to. But show me the way. There's a way. And the way is always loving. The way is always peaceful. the way is always about building up the faith of yourself and building up the faith of others. The way is love. The way is Jesus. He said these words. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so, as we follow the Lord, we look for his way as well as we look for his will. God has a will and he has a way. And it also says that in all your ways, acknowledge him. What is it to acknowledge? It's to recognize. One of my family members came to this church and she was so impressed that somebody remembered her name. They said, how are you, Anna? And she, the power of acknowledgement. Don't underestimate it. When you acknowledge somebody rather than not acknowledge them, it's amazing. It can have a positive effect upon somebody's life. But if you acknowledge God, if you acknowledge the one that you love, you recognize him, don't you? You live by faith. You walk by faith in the activities of each week or in each day. And you say, Lord, I'm acknowledging you. This is where I am. I'm walking with you in the simplicity of faith. I acknowledge you. But it's not only to acknowledge the Lord in the big stuff. It's to acknowledge him in the small stuff as well. And in the mundane of Monday to Friday, Monday to Sunday, is to walk with him and just say, Lord, I know that you're with me. I know that you'll never forsake me. I welcome you on the path that I'm walking. It's to acknowledge him. It's to live in a relationship with him where you acknowledge him and he acknowledges you. But do you know that word acknowledge? If you read some of the other translations of the Bible, it'll say submit. In all your ways, submit to him. And so those two words are interchangeable. When we acknowledge the Lord, we're also saying, Lord, I'm submitting to you. I'm going to do what's right in your eyes. It's not a case of, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do and I'll kind of acknowledge you on a Sunday morning or something. No, no, it's to live a life of faith and just acknowledge him, walk with him in the simplicity of faith, but also to submit to him, that is, just to do what's right in his eyes. And so, here we have it. The Lord will give you an offer. He'll tell you what to do, how to do it, what not to do, the way to do it, and what will happen if you'll do it. And this is what he promised you. He will make your path straight. That's lovely. We all want a straight path. Who would not want a straight path? Oh, a straight path is a good path. If you've been walking on a path and the path of faith and you're saying, yeah, I would just love a straight path. That's what God will offer you if you trust in him with all your heart. If you lean not upon your own understanding, if you acknowledge him in all your ways, this is what he offers you, a straight path. That's a good offer. And actually, it says, and he will make. So he's a maker. So the path in itself is not normally straight. He will make it straight. During the week I went home and I seen that somebody, not mentioning any names, had made a banana cake. And it was a very delicious banana cake. But that person had been in the house and they began to think, what can I make? And they began to think, oh, there's some bananas and there's some other ingredients. I know what I'll do. I'll make a banana cake. And so that person kind of got on and start mixing all the ingredients together. And they got all the ingredients. They put it in the oven. And hey, presto, out comes a beautiful banana cake. You see, the Lord is a maker. Just like you're a maker. As you make things, you put all the ingredients together. And God is a maker. To remember the words of Jesus, he says, I'm going to make you fishers of men. They weren't naturally evangelists. They weren't naturally fishers of men. But he says, I'm going to make you. And so the Lord says, he will make your path straight. In other words, your path isn't naturally straight, but he's going to make it straight for you because you're following him. You're walking in relationship with him. He's going to take a path that is confusing, that is all over the place, that's twisting and turning, and he's going to get it, and he's going to make it its straight path so that when you walk it, you'll be saying, this is straightforward. This is actually straightforward. This is what I've been wanting. This is what I've been hoping. This is what I've been praying for. I just wanted a straightforward path to walk, and God will give it to you because he makes your path straight. And so this morning, if anybody came this morning with a problem, and if anybody had those words in their heart and said, I don't know what to do, and you were longing to hear what God was going to say to you, God would say this to you: I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to tell you what not to do. I'm going to tell you the way to do it. I'm going to tell you what will happen if you do it. What is it? It is this. In all its simplicity, in all its depth, with all its preciousness, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. God places this before you, and He says, do you want it? Is that something that you would take? If I was to offer that to you, would you take it? And all you've got to do is say yes. You say, yes, I'll take it. I'll take that all day long. Give it to me, Lord. And so this is it before you. And so maybe John may come and play a song. And as we wrap these things up, if you want this, if you want a straight path, if you want what God is offering you, all you've got to do is say, yes, Lord, this is what I want. I want to place my trust in you. I'm going to place my trust in you. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I'm going to acknowledge you. And as I do that, Lord, I can expect the promise of a straight path. And so just communicate with the Lord in your own way as John plays a chorus. And as John plays, just answer the Lord. He offers this before you. And maybe this morning you felt, I don't know what to do. Well, the Lord has heard your prayer. He has heard your heart. And He comes to you this morning and says, I have this for you.
Goose for the captive, good news for the shame, there is good news.